We answer questions, but also we do whatever you ask we to do.
Over the last few years, whenever I've seen his work, I thought, oh, actually, this really matters. And you know, I've initiated. The normal practice of art criticism, which is not the volition of the writers, but the will of the institutions, the galleries, and so on, to make. You know,
what's volition?
Will, the idea. So, and. You know,
but these people that say that it's not correct. when he goes out, he can tell that to somebody, explain that to somebody else through the photo. And of course, or through the writing, of course, this is it's not a complete revolution of what happened. It's not reality, but it's another level of reality. Like somebody else can come out of performance and tell you by voice. So that's another reality, it's another problem. So it's the same, different technique, the same process. That's my conclusion. Text is the same.
It wasn't just a sort of neutral camera person.
background documented before Zoom, but it's one of the full scholar of Glacier who worked with the video team there, documenting them. And we would say to them, just point and shoot. If you don't know it, if you don't know it. But they were constantly zooming in on his mind. And they just, so there's all this documentation for it. They zoom in over there. And actually the real shit's happening over there. So it's all this kind of like this falsified records of jobs, but it's sort of amazing, really.
Is that a product of that research in theaters and tasks? The way you just want to avoid
unusual. Yeah. All you want the artist is me doing it, doing the forms of camera. So sometimes you can go away by the brain of a video that goes up to this or that after the editing. Because if you're not bringing your hand in the picture.
Was it?
Well, I was working on my side.
Was it?
So we were surprised that was obviously was a decision made during the editing process.
Designer,
designer is
more.
Yeah.
problems concerning the right of authors.
But if you are open, who is to, how is the rights system? Artworks, artists, what's the power? It's always the strongest one always wins. My friend Moses Alotel, one story. You imagine a basketball player, okay? And you imagine that somebody takes a photo of this player. Who has the copyright? That depends. Imagine that the basketball player is very famous. And the photographer is not. Then probably the basketball claims for the right of the photo, because he was the one making the play with the Bible or but imagine that it's a local play, the plays are not famous, but the building was made by Le Corbusier. And then the copyright goes to the Le Corbusier Foundation. Okay. But imagine that it's not the important building and not the important player, but the Cartier Bresson who takes the photo. Then the rights comes. It's always the strongest one. So it's always like anything else in life is a fight. Even that we have law, rules, and then it's the strongest one.
Yes,
so
I
have
my
opinion.
But I would say that the discussion should be more focused on not who is the right of the proposal, but how reality can be approached in a different way. And how reality, everything is a reality, but it depends on how each one of us loves this reality and what we do with it, with that. Huh? And so that, I think in that sense it's interesting. But it was very interesting in what you were showing in your lecture, and all the images, and how you were dealing all these images that really were absolutely special, all of them. But at the same time, I was very interested in that, but I haven't been, unfortunately, never to any photos of you. But I thought that they were really the images that you showed of your proposals, they really were very interesting and very interesting and absolutely great. At the beginning.
Exactly.
But it was not in, you know, in that you were creating an image with that. Well, of course, it was a story that made, but you made an image that could be really online with the other images that you have been showing.
It's also a problem when you use the images to illustrate something.
Yeah.
Or you use them as a mnemonic, as a sort of thing to kind of go between.
Mm.
Or you just put things in there that don't work at all.
Mm.
I kind of like to have a mixture of that.
Yeah.
So it's not progressive, it's not sort of sense straight line. I mean, the probably most remarkable image in there was made in the 1920s of the German comedian, you know, and it's a great photograph. But it's got a little advert. Any of you who have been to Munich and not visit Karl Valentin, you should, because he made Joseph Beuys sculptures 30 years before Joseph Beuys. And they're shown like the walking in this sort of shot because he made the jokes.
And there's nothing.
There's nothing.
Everything was just in the line.
Yeah, you know.
But he's
I don't really understand that you as a photographer are just an ordinary kind of journalist. Because in your lecture, I really like this. The gaze of people with each other and is trying to come close to each other. And it made me aware what happened when people were approaching me and you completely lost track of your talk. And there was silence and then you started again and I lost track as well because the situation changed. I was, if I'm aware of the situation, I've never seen your archive. It's the first time I see pictures of it, but I see a lot of doing the photographer performance. For me, you are completely always performing the photographer. And I have a hard time with it because it's, I don't want to focus all the time on this, this kind of interaction. I don't know, it takes a lot of attention to this. I can watch you, what you do with the flashes of first the lights, checking if it's, first comes the light and then comes the flash. All this was really, it's a whole, relation.
But this is, okay, sometimes photographers can be very annoying, but that's true. I try not to be, I know sometimes I could avoid it. But I begin my text saying that photographer could be this man that is always falling around making little noises. But photography is part of our life. The artist, it's not, it's like in theater, we know that we're not allowed to take photos. But also we know that in theater, we're not allowed to be right in front of somebody who is here. We have to stand and see. But it's not like this in performance. So, it's besides the one in question, good manners for everything, I think that the artist has to set up the conditions. For example, some artists say, please don't take photos of me. No any, or photos, but please be distant or don't cross in front of me. Some artists say, I don't care. Whatever. Said, don't shoot down mobile phone, do your regular life, mobile phone, do whatever you want. So every artist has to say how they want to be focused.
Yeah, that's one point. But when we moved the big home in Dr. Farm some years ago, we decided to make money in performances as well, so I had to attack the doctor.
annoying. But then is the another question that they need to be. But the artist
the thing that
is that sometimes it's not having the confession. I mean, I'm really interested in this point, as I am with audience, that you know, the read audience, in a way that's very, very difficult to describe. I mean, I'm getting more interested in all the plan that I have informed because the communication occurs, or rather, the guidance or the end that the performer takes from all that being very responsible. So I was holding on to the point. This ascension is very slight, but a massive. A group of people, it will change the world significantly. And I think the same thing is the top of when we do experiments with this, where they've got six people in the same room. Same lighting conditions, same camera, and they took different photographs. But there was something fundamentally different about, you know, there was one come out of being the one, therefore, the one, the photograph. It's just six people, same camera, same lighting, same model. So there's something, I think there's something else. So you can have those communication models. But in the end, it's what they need to do. It's what some magnetic force.
Yeah, but it's like, for example, the contract is first name. Yeah. It's coming tomorrow, probably. Yeah. No. Christopher is a very good video journalist. But, for example, we all performed together in Norway.
It's terrible.
No, but look. It was a very windy day. So I have to change my performance idea because the wind made it possible to perform what I thought. But finally, I found out that the wind keeps a piece of paper in my head. So I was working with this. It was very well. But at the beginning, the paper fell many times down. And Christopher documented that. The video is the paper falling down constantly. And I don't want that. He is the documentalist. He saw that. He focused on that. So
you want to use those pictures.
That's
so you're just not to tell me that. You're just not to tell me
that. No. Just like that.
But the art is smart. Maybe it's better to have the opinion of the artist, or no, because if not, you are showing another work,
well,
also another reality, as you are saying.
Yeah, but I said that, but he sent me the whole footage, besides, so I, from the whole footage, I take the pieces. I prefer in the catalog, this part, I don't like, but I said,
what happens
to you? What are you doing?
Yeah, adios.
Gracias.
Bon
voyage. Have a fantastic day. Thank you to
everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.